We're so thankful to see Sister Mott here today. We're praying for her, and memorial for Brother Waylon will be 2 o'clock Saturday in Center at Funeral Home there. And Chris Brumley's today at 2 o'clock in Zavala in just a little bit. Amen. And others that are, we had a beautiful, beautiful homegoing service for Sister Jones in Kirbyville this week. And Brother Brian did a tremendous job bringing, amen, the conclusion of that service. Amen. Sister Coley did a tremendous job singing. Amen. We're glad to feel the presence of the Lord today. Amen. The scripture says in 1 Corinthians 6:19, what? Know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost which is in you, which you have of God, and ye are not your own. Verse 20, for ye are bought with a price. Therefore glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's. You belong to God. Amen. Are you thankful today that we belong to Him? Amen. Praise God. Let's pray together. Lord, we thank you for the word. We thank you for the truth. Thank you for the goodness of the Holy Ghost this morning, Jesus. Let your word, God, sink deep inside me, Lord. Let your fire burn inside me, Lord. Let me realize, God, what it's all about today, God, as I come before you. We give you praise and we give you thanks today in Jesus' name. And somebody shout amen to God. Oh, come on, I want you to give the Lord praise. Now lift your voice and shout to God. Hallelujah. Shout to God with a voice lifted up to Him. Lord, you're holy and worthy. Thank you, Jesus. Woo, thank you, Jesus, for taking, Lord, and making me yours. Hallelujah. Thank you today, God. Hallelujah. Praise God. You may be seated. You were bought with a price. You were purchased with a preciousness. Paid for, amen, and God today has the honor, amen, of living in us through His Spirit, amen, and God owns the whole works, the scripture is saying here, so let the people of God see God in your life and let God work throughout your life, amen. I mean, he's ever bought something, there's a value in a transaction. When you bought something, we all understand the language of value. When you pay for something, we expect something in return. Have you ever ordered from something online, and when you got the package, it wasn't what you thought it was? Had to send it back. Today, Amazon, amen, FedEx, I mean, they get a lot of stuff that goes back. And one man, they ordered from Temu or Temu, however you want to say it. They thought they were getting a large living room furniture, a couch, we call it sofa. And when they got it in the mail, it come in a little box like this. And they were fooled into thinking they got something, but they only paid like $30. And it was just big enough for them to put baby dolls on it. And we look for quality. I don't know about you. I want my money, even when I buy something, to get the worth of it. We want the exchange to match the price. Nobody likes to feel cheated. But here's the sobering question today. Jesus paid for your life. My question today that I want to talk to you about is, Jesus getting what he paid for? Is Jesus getting what he paid for? I want you to think about it. Amen. We want quality. We want worth. We want the exchange to match the price. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. Amen. He went to Calvary. Nobody wants to feel cheated, and I don't want to cheat Jesus today. Amen. He paid the price for your life. But the question again, is Jesus getting what he paid for? Hey, this was not a casual purchase when he went to Calvary. I want you to understand in Hebrews 5:7, it says he paid a price with tears. Luke 22:44, amen, he paid it with sweat. And then, amen, you find he paid for the church and you with his blood. Sweat, blood, and tears. I've heard about it all my life. Amen. They gave their sweat, their blood, and their tears. I'm thankful that Jesus paid it all, amen, to buy our redemption. Are you thankful for the blood of Jesus? We read that we're bought with a price. This was the highest price ever paid. His life for your life. Your life belongs to him. What did he pay for? Let me talk to somebody's life today. Jesus did not die just to improve you, but he died to redeem you from sin's bondage. He wants you out of sin's bondage. From the wages of sin. He don't want you to be under the wages of sin. Aren't you thankful that the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord? He not only just came to improve you, but he came to redeem you from your past and from the penalty of sin. Amen. He gave himself for us, Titus said in 2:14, that he may redeem us from all iniquity. Again, is Jesus getting from you what he paid for? Amen. He didn't just purchase forgiveness like some people teach. He purchased transformation. Amen. If any man be in Christ, he is a new creature, 2 Corinthians 5:17 says. All things are passed away, and behold, all things have become new. I had somebody ask me about somebody. They said, are they faithful to your church? Are they faithful to the things of God? And I had to be real, and I had to tell them, no. They're part-timers. Amen. They'll come just when they get stirred up. They'll come just when they got a problem. I want to tell somebody, amen, is Jesus getting what he paid for from your life? Are you faithful to him? Are you dependable to him? Are you a new creature, or are you still that same old miserable creature? Amen. He purchased us to transform us. God wants us to be born again, but to live that born again experience. Amen. He came to give us a new identity. Are you still living in the old identity? I'm not the same man I was. Thank God for grace. But friend, grace is no good until we apply grace and let God get what he paid for. Amen. You know, his desire is not just your freedom. God just don't want he just wants to snap the chains and said, okay, you're gone. But God wants you to have some victory in your life. Amen. What's the difference? He didn't just pay to get you out of sin, but he paid to get sin out of you.
Come on now.
Not just deliverance from the past, but dominion in your life in the present. God wants you to live for him and be his. You don't belong to you anymore. Praise God. Amen. Sin in Romans 6:14 says, shall not have dominion over you when you walk with God. But does sin have dominion over you? God desires a daily walk, not just a Sunday visit. God desires a relationship, not a religious routine. God wants a life of victory, not one that is constantly in a life of defeat. 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 9. But ye are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that ye should show forth the praises of him who has brought you out of darkness into his marvelous light. Y'all know why? Amen. You're seeing singers today do the penguin. They do their hands like this. It comes from churches that did not allow their people to raise their hands. And so musicians for years, my mom and dad were at a concert where a man started crying who was a member of a group. And they forbid you to raise your hands for many years. And the reason why you see this today, and they do this when they're singing, they do the penguin, we call it. It's because it come from the world and from people that wouldn't allow their people on their platform to raise their hands. And a lot of Pentecostals are starting to do the penguin in their worship services, where you're doing their hands this and doing the penguin. Hey, friend, you don't have to do the penguin. You get to lift your hands and worship God. You get to lift your hands instead of doing the penguin in church. Amen. I'm thankful today that, amen, God has made me free. He that the Son has set free is free indeed. So today, amen, we get to lift our hands because He has set me free. I have victory. I don't have to just do the elbow worship. Amen. At gospel groups for years, amen, if they raise their hands, well, they were in trouble. And I want to tell you the price of what Jesus stretched His hands out and hung there in shame, that you could have the privilege to lift your hands in victory. God don't want you to live a life of defeat. Neither does God want you to praise Him just in a mode of defeat. God wants even the high praises from your soul. God wants His church to be the church. God wants His people. We are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, and a peculiar people. So He paid the price that we could be chosen. Is He getting what He paid for? Are you living a royal life? Are you living a holy life? Separate. And are you peculiar? You ought to be totally different. Amen. Than from your peers in the world and people in the world. Amen. Jesus, amen, paid that you could be through Him a royal people, a people that is true and holy before Him. Amen. I want to tell you the heart behind the cross. Why did He do it? You were His joy. Hebrews the 12th chapter, I think it's verse 2, He said, who for the joy endured the cross? For the joy of people that would worship Him. He did not die for the angels. He did not die for the creature or creation, but He died for you. While He was on the cross, you were on His mind. Are you thankful today that you're the object of His love? You are the focus of His sacrifice, and you were the purpose of His pain. Today, we got a right to live for God. Is Jesus getting what He paid for? My question, is He getting a reception in His return? Now, years ago, when you would go to a certain store, Brother Pirtle, old-timers called it trading. Where do you trade? That means, where do you go buy your groceries and your goods at? And in Jesus Christ, there must be an exchange. And the exchange, He gave His life, and He's wanting your life. Is Jesus getting what He paid for? Does He have your life? My next question, does He have your love? As people love to be seen, they love other things, but they don't love God. Because when you love God, you're going to love Him with all your heart, all your soul, all your body, all your might, with everything in you. My question, is Jesus getting the love from you that He paid for? Next thing, does God have your attention? What does God have to do to get you your attention? Does it have to be drastic? Man, I love it. Amen. For the first time in 35 years, Sister C and I, we have empty nest. Man, we get to sit there and talk. She has my attention. I have her attention. Man, I don't have to worry about Isaac saying, I'm hungry. I don't have to worry about something happening. Amen. We're there together. How exciting it is. My deal is today, does God have to do 35 years before He gets your attention? Or does God have your attention? Or is it every time you come to church, you put on, you turn on, amen, religiosity, and you worship God? Amen. You come and you do the things, the ritual? Or does God have you at home that you can lift your hands at home? Amen. You can worship him wherever you're at. Is God just subject to your to a house here or a building here? Or is God in your life? He paid to have you. Your attention. What about your conversation? How beautiful. We visit with friends we've known. Amen. The other day in our conversation, I want to say about 75% of catching up, we talked about the Lord. We talked about the power of God. Amen. And it's beautiful to be able to talk about God, to talk about the things of God. Is God in your conversation? But God, does he have your conversation? Do you talk to him? You could talk about somebody, amen, but you never talk to them. I want to talk about Jesus. Amen. Jesus is not Donald Trump somewhere that you can't get to. Amen. Jesus is not Elon Musk that there's no way you could get to. Amen. But I'm thankful that I have a Jesus that I could get to today. Amen. One that I could talk to when I'm in trouble, when I'm sad, when I'm going through things. I could pray to him and he is close as a whisper or the mention of his name. Are you thankful that's the Jesus that we serve? My next thing, does Jesus have your choices? He paid and he's given you a choice. Yes, you got a will, Brother Pirtle. You got a will, Brother Riley. But does he have your choice? He ought to be the choice of your life. He shouldn't be second and third priority. Amen. Is Jesus getting what he paid for? Or does he only get church time? Spare time, leftover time. Does he know you is the next question. There are many claim to know Jesus. They sing about Jesus. They use Jesus. But the scripture said, I never knew you. Matthew 7:23. You could say his name. You could be around his works. You could even be used in his power, but still lack a relationship with Jesus. Does Jesus know you? Your devotion, your surrender, your affection, or has your attention been stolen by other things? The great imbalance is this. He gave everything. What is he receiving? Are we giving him partial obedience, occasional devotion, or divided affection? That's not an equal exchange. He gave his life for your life. The call today, don't cheat Jesus. How many's ever been cheated? Let me see your hand. You ever been cheated? Let me see your hand. Hold it up. I want to see if I'm not the only one. You ever been cheated in life? Man, I've been cheated. I've had people cheat me out of things with a smile on their face. I've been cheated before of, man, I paid a good price for something and didn't get what I paid for. Don't it upset you to be cheated? Amen. And I know today, amen, I don't want to cheat my Jesus, amen, out of what he purchased. The Bible says in Romans 12, verse 1, I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies, how? A living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto my neighbor. Their opinion or this opinion, what about his today? Amen. What he desires of me. Is Jesus getting what he paid for? If he's not Lord of all, he's not Lord at all. Amen. He paid for all of your heart, all your life, all your devotion. Are you fully surrendered or partially returned? Let me just tell you in closing today, there was a man who bought a beautiful instrument and he paid a high price. He wanted this saxophone so bad. And he heard somebody play it and he thought, wow. He knew that this saxophone was the best of the best. And so he went, got a loan. And he played a saxophone occasionally. He wasn't the best, but he thought if I get the best, maybe they would encourage me to start practicing and playing. So he went and got the best. But instead of devoting and practicing and sharpening and shaping himself, it sat in the corner. He had it on a stand because he wanted his friends to come over that were musicians. When they would see it, he had it displayed in the living room. And when they walked to the door, it was the object in the middle of the room. Wow. He didn't put it in a corner. He put it right there in the center of the room on the stand. But after a while, the object of his purchase became just something in the room. The value was something he no longer even thought about until somebody asked. It was just something, a purchase that wasn't in use anymore. My question today, even Jesus purchased you for a particular purpose, but if you never fulfill that purpose, what good is that instrument? I want to be in the hands of Jesus Christ this morning. Don't you want the hand of the Lord? And Brother John, that saxophone can't work until the hands of the musician is on it. And then you have to put that reed in your mouth, that mouthpiece in your mouth. And you just can't blow it. You just don't blow an instrument. You've got to gently put in that right amount and begin to let it work through you. And how beautiful to watch Brother Nate Lawrence get that sax. And when he begins to play, he puts himself in it. I want the Lord, whenever he has my life, that I am that willing vessel that God could work through and make a beautiful sound and a beautiful testament and testimony that he even has my life. Is Jesus getting what he paid for? Stand with me this morning. He went to Calvary for you. He suffered, bled, died. He gave his sweat, blood, and tears. For something. Is he getting it? Are you devoted to Jesus? Are you devoted to pretending? Are you devoted just to sometimes doing it? Do you live out of guilt? Or do you live free from guilt? Free from the condemnation? It's time to get real with God. The scripture says in Romans, there is therefore now no condemnation to them that in Christ Jesus, who walks not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. I want to see God, that God could put his hands on my life and God could put his Spirit through my life. That beautiful note of praise would come through my life. That there would be a correspondence, a communion, a glory that he has. Is Jesus getting what he paid for? And this is what the Lord spoke to me very plainly yesterday. I was in this sanctuary praying. And I prayed for this building. I prayed for this service this morning. You can't bank on pretension. It's sad to say, within the last week and a half, my phone has alerted me of 6 different people who have passed away. Tragics, young people, people that are young. My question today, you're not guaranteed of your life, but I have a guarantee of God when I surrender to him everything. Why gamble? Why pretend? Why play with God? Be everything for God today. You're a better you when you're in the hands of God. When I'm in my hands, I'm a monster. Brother Tommy, when I let me rule, I'm ruined. I sour. My attitude gets really high. But when I let the Lord have his way, how beautiful the Lord is today. How great God works through us when we step aside and yield and surrender to God. I want you to get out of your chairs. I want you to come to the front this morning. There's souls that need to surrender, reevaluate. There's somebody needs to make an inventory today. Do you know this service is for you today? Young man, young lady, sir, ma'am. I prayed and asked God today for the words. This is what the Lord gave me. Is he getting what he paid for from you? There's somebody need to surrender over to God this morning. You need to do more than repent. You need to surrender and yield to the Spirit of the Lord, to the calling and purpose of God. You can escape me today and say, I know this ritual, Brother Crossway. We come to the front. I know this ritual. Somebody plays the piano, and we go through a little motions around the front. And if we all just go through it, Pastor would dismiss us real quick, and we'll go home and we get to eat. But I'm telling somebody today, God hadn't been getting what he paid for from you. There's a higher place, a greater place that he wants you to be. And he's waiting on you just to yield and surrender. Hallelujah. Sing such a Christian. I need somebody to reach to Jesus with me right now. Hallelujah.
I am reaching.
Come on. The Lord's here today to help you. God's been waiting on you. Come on, God's been waiting on you.
Has changed my whole.
Quit holding to yourself. Quit coming up with excuses. You don't have an excuse. You don't have an excuse. Don't let God have to knock the blocks out from underneath you. Come on, he wants to lift you up. He wants to help you. Is he getting what he paid for from your life?
I am redeemed.
Don't cheat God another day. Come on. Don't cheat God another time. Hear me. God's here today for your soul. Come on. There needs to be a surrender right now in the house. Somebody needs to give over to God.
If
hallelujah. Come on, lift your heart to Jesus. Give over to God this morning. Make up your mind. God, I'm ready. I'm ready, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Sister Kristen, hang on. Amen. We could get through the ritual that you could blend in the crowd. I'm telling somebody today. Amen. God, don't play. I need you to get serious, church. If you knew this morning that there was someone in this room that God was really troubled about, how much more will you be on your toes to do what you could to connect to the God of heaven? Well, somebody is. Somebody's in trouble. And I want you to pray with me now like that. Amen. Don't ever discount what God has spoken. Let's pray right now. I want you to find, if you're not praying for yourself, I want you to pray with somebody near you. Come on, there's somebody in need right now. Go ahead and place this. Amen. Hallelujah. Go ahead and sing it again. Hallelujah. Would you pray with somebody? Come on, don't just go through the motions. Come on, the hand of God's here today to help somebody. Come on, examine your heart. Examine your soul. God, lead me, guide me today, Jesus, as a pastor. Lead me, Lord Jesus. Come on, is Jesus getting what he paid for from you? Come on, would you pray with somebody? If you're not praying for you, pray with somebody. Come on, there's a need. God, I need your touch. I need your glory. Hallelujah. Help us, Jesus.
With the price, Jesus has changed my whole life. If anybody asks you, just said.